Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Janet Jackson, first of all, I will say this, that normally we do not take interviews if stipulations go along with those interviews.
They say, you can talk to this celebrity, but you cannot ask about their personal life at all whatsoever, and please don't ask about the one dramatic thing that happened to them
right.
in the last 5 years.
I think there are some shows that will book that interview, and they sort of feel like the level of the celebrity is so high that there's entertainment value just in having that person's voice on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that way. So we have always said that if they give us stipulations, we don't take the interview. We've passed on big-time interviews before. We passed on Ryan Reynolds because he wouldn't talk about Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. And it was right after they got married,
right? After they got married. How can you have an interview and not ask about that? It just doesn't seem authentic, right?
Eric Estrada. We didn't do Eric Estrada.
Because he wouldn't talk about chips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to think of the other guy's name, and just like in the 70s, I can't remember that other guy's
Baker.
Name.
Something Baker. John Baker on the show?
Sorry, Wendy.
So
a TV show in the 70s. Go ahead.
The Janet Jackson interview here, I think I felt a little bit differently about it. Jeff sent out an email saying, look, here's the deal. We can have her, but you're not allowed to ask about Michael. And my initial reaction was like, how can we authentically do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the biggest thing that happened to her in the last year. So how is it possible that we take this interview? So I started playing it over in my head, and it really was a no-risk proposition because we were recording the interview. And if there was nothing to play for you guys, we just wouldn't play the interview, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps we wouldn't play the interview. But we thought that we could ask her questions that sort of had to do with Michael without asking her about Michael. And maybe she would sort of take the bait and she would share with us everything that's happened.
Well, and I think, too, you have to remember that her publicity people are looking out for her with
sure.
all radio stations that she talks to. And you can imagine some mm-hmm. jerk, you know, morning host somewhere around the country being like, so how do you feel about your dead brother? Or do something really,
yes.
really tacky
mm-hmm. right.
and
totally.
Really offensive and hurtful. And I think that, you know, as they get to know us better, they know that we're not going to handle it that way. That's tacky and rude. I mean, you wouldn't ask anybody
mm-hmm.
about their, you know, sibling that just died. Like, you wouldn't bring it up in a brash way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of morning shows around the country would bring it up in that way
mm-hmm.
and be really offensive and hurtful.
We suffer from the mistakes of so many other stations.
I agree.
Right. And, you know, from time to time, we might have been guilty of it also with other celebrities, lesser celebrities. But in this case, Jenna's right. We're walking a really tight line here because
mm-hmm.
we didn't want to be tacky, but we did want to have an interview that had some more meaning to it. So we started talking to Janet about it yesterday, and sure enough, about halfway through the interview, she did indeed lighten up and
mm-hmm.
give us some insight about what it's like for her the last year.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. She's typically a difficult person to interview because she's very quiet and subdued.
She's guarded.
And mm-hmm.
and how could you not be?
Right.
You know, so as I was playing this interview over in my head yesterday afterwards, there's so many other questions I think we could have asked or I could have asked specifically that would have made it better. But I was so focused on not offending that I wasn't even listening to the answers. Like, she talked about
that
the
sucks.
Scream video, and there's a perfect opportunity there to say, what do you remember most about the Scream video? And she would have obviously started talking about Michael, but I chickened out. I just didn't want to offend her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she did open up about some stuff and a lot of stuff. She opened up about her weight loss and her weight gain,
mm-hmm.
how she views the tabloids, how she's become very, very protective of her nieces and nephews, about Jermaine Dupri and their relationship. And she's going to tell you it's not what you guys think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Janet Jackson. And the reason she's talking about it is she's got a new CD out today.
Yeah, it's number one. So it comes out today. It has a new single on there, but it's 33 of her number one hits.
Oh, and I want you to listen for this also. Were there some times during the interview yesterday where her voice sounded so much like Michael? Like the way she...
attention to that.
The way she inflects, and specifically when she was talking about not wanting to talk about all these number ones, she got so humble about not wanting to talk about her success. I think she even says, it's embarrassing to talk about these things, which is exactly what Michael used to say.
I know their singing voices got very similar. Like Janet, some of Janet's songs on one of her CDs, I thought was a little, they started sounding alike singing, so
bit.
I'm curious to hear this.
Janet Jackson on The Burt Show, Q100.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Janet Jackson.
Hi.
You sound amazingly like Janet Jackson.
Well, I wonder why.
Weird. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, we need your help with something that we started this morning. How much time are you spending in Atlanta these days?
Not much.
Like, are you saying 30% of your time now is spent in Atlanta?
No.
20%. Do I have a 10? Can I get 5?
I spent time in Atlanta doing the film Why Did I Get Married To.
Okay, here's our beef, because you have spent some time here before. Is the word Hotlanta is absolutely driving us crazy. And
when people say that?
Yes. It's like nails on a chalkboard for us.
It's just old news, and everybody outside of Atlanta keeps using it to refer to Atlanta.
Yeah, well, I guess because it's old news for you guys. Did it stem from there? I mean, I know it's about you, but was it created in Atlanta?
Well, the rumor is that like the Board of Tourism started this like 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, really?
But it's just so cheesy that we started a campaign this morning to stop using the word Hotlanta. And there is nothing that has more credibility than when a celebrity backs your campaign.
But why would you? I mean, it's part of what also helped to put you on the map, aside from the music that's come out of there, being a Georgia peach and all that good stuff.
Because it's like, we got the A now, people, you know, it's just, Hotlanta just... for people that live here, sounds so dated. And you have to follow us on this because we need your support.
It's like if you went somewhere from, I'm assuming you're calling us from California, from Los Angeles.
Yes.
So it's like if you, you know, called us and we were like, hey, Janet, what's going on in La La Land?
At LAX.
Yeah, you kind of be like, you wince a little bit, no?
It wouldn't matter to me, honestly. But see, you have a lot of older people that probably still say that, right?
Well, we're trying to push those people out.
Why? That's awful. They can't do.
No, just young people in Atlanta. That's all we want.
We want new exciting trends.
All right.
Not Atlanta's not part.
All we're asking you is when you tell people that you've spent some time in Atlanta, when they jokingly say back to you, oh, Hotlanta, how is it? The first thing you politely say is, well, they don't call it Hotlanta anymore.
Okay, so I'm supposed to say this in our conversation?
Yeah, you know, when it comes up, when you're talking in L.A. around celebrities, when anybody says Hotlanta, if you could just correct them and say, you know what, they really don't call it that anymore, that would be tremendous for us.
Okay.
We got a deal?
Okay.
Deal.
And you know what? And you know what would help too. Also, if you said, "And Tyler Perry doesn't like it either."
No, I'm not putting that on top. You have to speak to him about it.
So, Janet, number ones comes out tomorrow, and I'm looking at this thing, and 33 number ones from around the world.
Yes.
33. Does that number even like astonish you at times?
It's a great body of work. I've never thought about. Okay, how many number ones do I have? I keep moving and keep going and keep creating. But when I look at the body of work, I mean it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good? That's like saying, hey, the Mona Lisa's a pretty good painting.
I feel embarrassed.
Well, you should be proud of yourself. It's amazing. And I want to hear about the new single, Make Me. What is this all about?
It's about being at a club, and there's this guy that you know that's a great dancer. You want him to get up and move, get up and have a good time like everybody else.
You know, when I look at some of the songs on this list here, just when I hear the word of the song, it will bring me back to a time in my life when that song was popular. Like, Control brings me back to college. If I just say the words like Black Cat, will it do the same thing for you too? Does it bring you back to that time?
Mm-hmm. It does. either creating the song or being on the Rhythm Nation tour performing it.
So if I say the word nasty, the song Nasty, what do you think of?
I think about how the song was created, walking down the street in Minneapolis, and guys were kind of trying to get at me, and it was driving me nuts.
How about the song Scream? Initially, what do you think of?
Shooting the video, I would say. Shooting the video.
Did we cover Control also?
Well, you covered Control.
How about you cover Control?
That was my first time ever being on a stage alone. Well, it goes back to the video, and it was supposed to be, you know, live performance. And I had never performed by myself before, not like that. We did it at a convention center, and it was a sea of people, a sea of kids. And so that was kind of like my first live performance on my own.
Janet, on next Sunday, the 22nd, we're hearing that you are slated to open the 37th Annual American Music Awards, and it's going to be a big performance. What do you do to get ready for something like that?
I rehearse like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah, you rehearse. You rehearse a good deal. There's a few things that are coming up, so there's been quite a bit of rehearsal. And it's been fun. Been a great deal of fun. And trying to just put it all together and hopefully everybody at home and the people in the audiences will enjoy it.
Do you still get nervous right before you go on stage?
No. I never got nervous before except for one time when I did. It was really weird. I think it had to have been the Velvet Rope project because my hair was red. And I was doing the American Music Awards. And they asked me, are you nervous? And I said, you know, the funny thing about it, and I was doing an interview, I said, I don't get nervous, but I've got a little something in my stomach tonight. And that was the only time that I had ever gotten nervous as an adult performing.
Even with the MTV Video Music Awards? I mean, it was an amazing, amazing tribute. And it was such an emotional time for you. No nerves at that at all?
No nerves. No nerves at all.
Huh. And you're working on a book now, right?
Yes, I am. It's called True You. And it's really about, a lot of people have wanted to know how I did it, how I lost weight. And you know, I still have issues where I fluctuate and it goes into you know, my personal life somewhat. And it also, there are anecdotes from fans that I've collected throughout the years and stories of their lives and certain issues and my music inspiring them and me talking with them. And it stems, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but it starts from your kid years on up because that's where it started. It stemmed from me as a kid, and self-esteem, and all that went on. And in talking to a few stories from young people at that time, all because I've been in this business since I was 7 years old, so I have a lot of letters that were written to me. So it talks about a lot from kids to teens to adults, and it goes through the whole gamut. And my life as well.
Does it include your relationships in it, the relationships you've been through the years?
It's not an autobiography, mm-hmm. but it touches upon certain moments in my life that I think are kind of important. Not necessarily a specific relationship, but there may have been something that happened within a relationship that triggered something and caused me at that moment to become this emotional eater that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it goes through those times, and even as a kid, dealing with certain issues that still tend to affect me to this day. And some people, it rolls right off their back, some kids, and others, it sticks with them. So it's like that. So I wish when I was a kid I had a book like this to read. I think it would have been helpful for me. And then there are recipes within the book.
That's cool.
That, you know, I just didn't want to leave them, okay, this is what happened in my life and other people's lives. And not trying to be a guru, not saying that I'm some psychologist or psychiatrist, just my point of view and what worked for me and what my concerns are and what I've seen being introduced to so many people throughout this world.
Jan, when you talk about the weight and you talk about dealing with eating as far as stress goes, is it extremely painful for you when tabloids touch upon that part of your life?
It used to be. It's not anymore, but I don't really see it. People can be cruel, and That's their job, is the way that I see it. That's their job, to give as much drama as they possibly can. Because if they're not messy, people aren't going to want to buy the magazine, because that's what they're buying it for the mess. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's not. You know, there are a lot of times when it's not true about the artist, but the artist just don't. Some fight back. Some just say, you know what? I don't have time for this. It's petty. I'm moving on. But it can be hurtful.
Was there one specific rumor where you learned that lesson and you turned it off at that point?
Just tuned out completely?
Yeah.
There's been a few, but I think it gets pretty painful when they involve, like, my nieces and nephews. You know, silly stories like my niece is actually my daughter. My daughter is, in other words, I had a child and my brother's raising my child. Things like that. It's just crazy.
And how do you shield your nieces and nephews from those kind of rumors?
It's hard. It's hard to shield them. I call them and I talk to them, and it's very difficult. I have a very big family, but you try to protect them as much as you can. But, you know, you try to talk to them, and hopefully they understand. And they were born in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, you can't pick your family that you're born into. They were born into this, and you try to make it as easy as you possibly can for them. So when it comes up, I call them and I talk with them. And it's, you know, it's certain niece in particular, and they say that we look alike. Well, why wouldn't we look alike? We're related, you know?
Janet, there's so many exciting things that are going on with you right now. Obviously, the CD that's going to drop. You got some new stuff coming out next year, the book we talked about. But on the other hand, you know, it's been a whirlwind of emotion for you this year also. What have you learned about yourself this year?
Well, I guess I learned it before, too. That I'm a strong woman, but I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very, and I think I get that. Well, both of my parents are strong, but my mother is incredibly, incredibly strong. And I think a part of you has to be in this business, because a lot of stuff is thrown at you. But this year has taught me that for sure. I'm very strong. And even my friends said to me, written me notes, saying, you know, I take my hat off to you, just watching you and seeing you and being with you every day. It's amazing how you can control it all.
Who do you lean on the most in the times when you need support?
It all depends. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's, if it's an ex that I still speak with, then he's definitely a friend. That's it. I mean, there have been fans that have been there for me. The fans are always supportive and there for me. So it all depends upon what it is.
Is the ex that you speak of, is that Jermaine Dupri? Is that where you get a lot of that strength you're talking about? You know you're talking to an Atlanta radio station. We had to ask.
Yes, Jermaine, he's one of my best friends. I love, love, love him to death. He's such a sweetheart. He's one of my best friends, and we're still connected. We're still good friends. We still talk. That's not me. I'm not that kind of girl that stays in touch with your ex like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened to me before. And there's one other person that I dated for a very, very short moment that we're still good friends as well.
And does he do the same when things are going kind of down? Will he pick up the phone and will he call you?
Who's he, the other person or Jermaine?
Jermaine.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. We're there for one another.
That's great.
And I think it'll remain that way for the rest of our lives.
You think you could say something to him about the Hotlanta thing?
I definitely will.
See, he didn't contribute it, because he did Welcome to Atlanta. It wasn't
right.
Welcome to Hotlanta.
Right.
He got it before everybody else did. Hey, good luck with the new album. I know it's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to the new stuff is coming out next year.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited, too.
And we'll be cheering for you watching the AMAs.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Janet.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's Janet Jackson on the show.
Very cool.
Yeah. So nervous. I think Jen and I were talking before we went into it, is this that you're so consumed with trying to get information, you know, that you think that listeners want to hear, but you don't want to cross the line of being tacky.
Mm-hmm.
And that was weighing on my mind the entire time.
Yeah, I think you have to be careful with that, especially in light of, you know, her brother died this year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty heavy thing to have to go in front of the press and talk about over and over and over again. And, yeah, we were walking on eggshells at the beginning. But by the end, we got the big laugh out of her, you know?
She laughed. Janet Jackson laughed.
She liked it. She really liked it.
Jeff made her belly laugh.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.